For Yedalness, when Simon Kofi Yotes, if Tess, and in the order of the Seder, we're holding by, and we finished Beirach, and after Birkas Mazon, he drank the Koshlishi, we're holding by Halal and Nirtza. And I forgot to mention earlier that when we fill up our Kosh for the Koshlishi for Beirach, we also fill up Kosh Lol Yo and Nabi. That's our Minog. Halacha test. Acha Birkas Mazon, after one concludes benching, and he drank the third Kosh, Moizgin Kosh Reviz, he pours his fourth Kosh, and before he starts Halal, which is the what we say the over the fourth cuff, Noyegim Mustar Chadels, we open the door for El Yo and Navi, and this is Lazeh Shulel Shimor Batsam. It's a remembrance of the fact that the Torah refers to this night as the night of guard, that the Abishter guards us. We're not afraid of anything. The Schus Amunah, Schus of this Amunah in general, and the Abishter, the Yavah Mashiach, the Kenavak, the Baruch, Yishpach, Hamas, the Abishter, and pour his wrath on Alev, they come on those. But the idol worshippers, and then to express this, we say Shrei Chamascha Lagoyim. Abishur pours wrath over the nations that harm Bnei Yisrael. V'chulu. V'charkach Maschilin. Afterwards, we move on and we start Loy Lano, which is V'ayimim Kaseder, which is the portion of Halal where we left off at the end of Magid. Now, many Beisaravas, they actually, not everybody goes to the door. There's those that when it was in Chol, they would send certain people to the door holding a candle, and the Rabbi Sein and Sina would stay in their place and say Shrei Chamascha. And when they came back, then they started writes that it's a special mitzvah to search to be able to say halal with three people al kapanim together. So in that case, when you get to hoydu Hashem, if there are three people, if you don't have two other people, adults, even his wife and children that reach the age of chinuch, he should say hoydu, and they will answer and respond to him. Basically, the hoydu Hashem, he's as a directive, he's telling them praise the Eibishter, and they're responding to him. And they respond, etc. As we do in when we do daven with a minyan, same deal with Anashem Mashiach, that they respond. Now, when you drink the fourth cup, you have to drink a complete reviz haloig, and we try to be makbi not only a full reviz, not just roiv reviz. Roiv reviz is mloy lugmo, but a complete reviz according to the Rav Chaim is 86 milliliters and a little bit, and you have to drink a complete reviz, and Armin gets to try to drink the complete kais. You make a bracha achrayin afterwards, and you continue reading the seder of the Haggadah. We don't add piyotim after the fourth kais. The acha arba kais is also shomaska. Once you conclude that, you're not allowed to drink any other drinks aside from water. The Alter Rebbe is makbid from the Alter Rebbe's lashon, even water shouldn't. The Alter Rebbe writes you should be careful not to drink after the afikam. And from here you understand sai not to drink even water. And this also indicates that it's not just for the first night, also the second night. Now if he doesn't fall asleep, you should say after the Agada Sheir Shirim. The Alter Rebbe didn't put in the Siddur Sheir Shirim, and the Alter Rebbe specifically writes one should deal and learn, discuss Hilchas Pesach, and the subject of Yetzias Mitzrayim, recount the whole happenings then. Now, but noyikim shein koyin Krishma Shalamita, we do not read the whole Krishma Shalamita, rak parasha Shema, only the first parasha, Ayin Le'il Simen, Ayin Aleph, Siv Dalet, and Ubirkas HaMapel, final bracha HaMapel Shavach, this is Lahiris. This is to indicate you live from so night that the Abishar guards mina mazik from anything that could harm us. And hence we don't need the rest of the parashias, which are just to guard a person. The first parasha is Shachbacha. So that's mina Torah by it doesn't matter, but that's Mikara B'Torah. Although the parashias are for Shmir, and tonight we don't need Shmir. Halacha Yud. Mishan Yain Kol Shana, even somebody that doesn't drink wine throughout the entire year information mazikly because it harms him. He has to press himself to drink four complete kaises, or complete, or rav kaises, and then the fourth one revis. They said about Rabbi Yehuda al Pesach, he would drink the four kaises on Pesach, but he had to bind and he had to tie his temples inside of his head. Ad shavuos till shavuos. I mean, it's the whole days of the whole source of Eimer, in order to keep his head together. And afal pikein, he would still drink arba kaises. He could dilute it with water, or at least just yain zemukim, or drink raisin wine. The Alter says it's not just for this reason. Even if there's no wine available, how much of the ratio is the water that's included in the raisins in order for it to be considered still wine? He could drink med or mead. If that's the wine of the region, that means it's respected type of drink that they would sit down for a meeting, etc. Me'ikah, the Alter Rebbe points out that this is me'ikah, the mitzvah minamovka. Between all these, you should choose ikach yein simukim, which we know Rebbe Zinu in Russia, where there weren't grapes, they would drink raisin wine, which the raisins sit in water until they swell up and then they crush them. Halacha Yud Aleph. Im never the afikayman. If afikayman was lost, then we know that Mishraisim Surah B'sim Loisim, they would put it or put it between the pillows when the Babbage is. Im yes. Now, what happens if it got lost afikamen? If he has still matzahs, if he still has matzahs mitzvah, which means they were baked with the intention and with the kavana that they are for the mitzvah of Al-Khil's matzah, you should take from that matzah. If you don't have from that matzah, you still should eat a kazayis matzah. Halacha, you're based. If he forgot to eat afikamen, and he already started Rabbi Simon Val Bench, he moved on to Berakhs HaMazon. If he reminded himself before he started Berakhs HaMazon, even though he already washed Mayim Achrayim, which parenthetically is not a minigun Pesach, he already said Rabbi Simon Val Bench, which generally this would indicate the fact that he's Oikir and Sudasa, and there he has to say Berakhs HaMazon, he's not allowed to go back to eat bread. So he says, still, Oikla, you go back and you eat the if you come and tell the Baruch Hashem, you don't need to make a new bracha. Even though he, so to speak, took his mind off the concept of continuing to eat, and he was okay, Mr. Dasa, in general, he would have to make a new bracha. On Pesach night, it's not considered a Hesach Hadas. So we don't do, we're not in the Vitakara, the Rachmana Kasam Chinam. We rely on the Abishter's Kavan and the Abishter's, what the Abishter dictates to us. And this night, it's not up to his opinion. When we come to Mishle to Yadav, he should wash his hands and he shouldn't make Alan Tilsi Daim. However, what happens if he only reminds himself after he already benched? So if this is Koidim Shaberich by Priya Gafen, he didn't drink the third cup yet, Al Koishlishi, then Yito Yadav, you should wash. The Gamkin Loy Barachal Tel Sidaim, don't make a Brachal Tel Sidaim. This is the opinion of the Prima God, and the Altar beholds you should, in that case again, and this is the case where you finish Berakhs HaMazon and you didn't drink yet the Kais, you need to eat the Tachdafi Kaiman, now you're by Tzafon. So you wash again. And according to the Prima God, you don't make Alan Tzidayim. According to Al-Tarab, you do make Alan Tzidayim. And then you make Ha-Maitzi, and you eat a Kazayis. And then you make Birk Samazin. And Vivarach Al-Kosh Shlishis V'yishta. And then you drink the cup that you prepared earlier, you drink it with the after the second Berakhs HaMazon when you say by Priya Gafen. If you remind himself only after he made the by Priya Gafen on the third Kais, Yishtar Kais, then it can't be a Brachal Batal, you drink it. Now, Ve'im Raga B'Pamachas, now we're going to discuss a Zaitik and a Kuda, which is that throughout the year, Be'etzem, we follow the understanding that Birkas HaMazon on its own does not require a Kais. Even though we're based on Ayam Yom, Makbid, Befrat, when we three people together, but there's an opinion that even if you're B'yachid, you have to, Birkas HaMazon requires a Kais of wine, and generally we're not Makbid, and therefore we're going to see that this plays out. Aval Imhu Nizar. If a person, if generally he makes Birkas HaMazon without a kais, Yitl Yadav Yechlavi Kaiman, Birkas HaMazon Blay Kais, he's bent without a kais, Birkas HaMazon. Aval Imunizar Levarech Tame Birkas HaMazon Ala Kais, the Ata Loyucha Levarech Ala Kais. Now, what happens if he, throughout the whole year, he's makbid that he never makes Birkas HaMazon without a kais, and now he already drank the kais with the first Birkas HaMazon, what does he do? So we're going to see that it's such a person as a machlekes. Rav Shlomo Ganz is going to pass him. He's not allowed to drink another kais. So what we're going to tell him to do is he should drink it with we don't want him to add a kais. So he shouldn't eat afikayman, and that's it. Because if he eats afikayman, if he's going to have to eat afikayman, he's going to have to wash again and make a break as a Muslim without a kais, because he already drank the third kais and now let be maizvel kais. This is the opinion of Rav Shlomo Ganz, and Rav Shlomo Ganz says he could rely on the matzah that he ate at the beginning, that was connected to afikayman, even though generally we know that you shouldn't be eating anything after afikayman, but this is the opinion of some counselors. The Alter Rebbe says even if your minhag is throughout the year that you do always make up Birkas HaMazon ala kais, even when you're biyachid, in this case you should forego your minhag and Now the Rebbe says, Yitl Yadav Rechamaitzi, wash your hands, make a maitzi, then make Birkas Hamazon still without a kais, and it's good, you could, the kais that you're going to drink, the fourth kais, if you want, you should, it's good that you should fill it up while you're saying Birkas Hamazon, but don't drink it right after you finish Birkas Hamazon as you would every day. Such a person, that's Noyigit, El Yigmar, El Bahal, Bahagar Shenem, complete Hal, and then you make the Birkas Hamazon, and you drink the fourth kais.